with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump-Gaza peace plan, the subject of big talks going on today in Egypt between Israeli and Hamas negotiators. Military affairs analyst Lieutenant Colonel Rob McGinnis tells us there are indications Hamas may accept some points of the president's peace plan.
They certainly don't intend to disarm, nor are they necessarily willing to embrace a external control over all of Gaza and the like. And Netanyahu appears to be willing to go along with much of this.
The Trump-Gaza peace plan is still the subject of talks with the president, voicing a lot of optimism that it could lead to regional peace if both sides agree to cooperate. Republican and Democrat lawmakers showing few signs of meaningful compromise, even as another vote is expected to try to end the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
It's 24 pages. It's the bare minimum. It just says, keep the status quo, which, by the way, for all my Democrat friends, is the Biden-era policies and spending.
But Johnson says Democrats are showing no signs of dropping their demand for about $1.5 trillion of new spending. It is a time of year to recognize those prize pumpkins. More details from correspondent Ed Donahue.
In Wappingers Falls, New York, Tony Scott's pumpkin is a whopper.
It's measuring about 1,900 pounds.
Plant scientist Alika Borsuk says they don't have as much competition in the pumpkin patch.
They take off all the other growing pumpkins, so each plant only has one pumpkin that it's funneling all of its sugar water and resources into.
Scott's pumpkin took third place this year, but growing them isn't easy.
Anything can happen with this thing. It could crack, it could blow out the rear of it.
The keys to pumpkin success: water, nutrients, and care. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. Planned Parenthood permanently shutting down two of its clinics in Louisiana.
With the closures, Louisiana became the fourth state in the U.S. with no Planned Parenthood locations. The organization cited mounting financial and political challenges that made operating in the state no longer possible after more than 40 years. The news was welcomed by pro-life advocates. Republican Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry wrote on social media that, quote, "This is a win for babies, a win for mothers, and a win for life," unquote. George Williams reporting.
A woman who was inside a Michigan church when her father and three other people were killed says she and the gunman locked eyes during the chaos and she sensed his pain. In a Facebook post, Lisa Louise said that she was able to look into the gunman's soul and see his feeling of being lost. She said she instantly forgave him, quote, "with my heart." She went on to say that he let me live. The man was eventually shot and killed by police. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thompson with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street continues to move higher as the U.S. government shutdown drags into a second week. Meanwhile, equities markets in Japan and France have been upended by unexpected political shakeups. Advanced Micro Devices soared more than 27% after the semiconductor company announced it will supply chips to ChatGPT maker OpenAI as part of a deal to team up on artificial intelligence infrastructure. Shares of Fifth Third Bancorp dipped 4.7% after the regional bank announced it's buying Comerica for $10.9 billion in an all-stock deal that will create the ninth largest U.S. bank. The combined company will have operations in the Southeast, Texas, and California, and solidify Fifth Third's position in the Midwest. Comerica shares jumped 10.9% pre-market. I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.